Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are living in the dawn of a new era in computing. Today, Google researchers officially announced that their supercomputer, Sycamore, has reached quantum supremacy. And it's not science fiction. Yes, you heard a reference to Quantum Leap there. Quantum supremacy is actually the ability to do calculations at speeds that were once unimaginable. So to help us make sense of all of this, we're joined by Yale University professor of physics, Stephen Gervin. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, Tanya. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so I gave a quick layperson's definition of quantum supremacy, but what does this actually mean?
Quantum supremacy is using a quantum computer, a new type of computer, carry out some task, not necessarily a useful task, but carry it out faster than could be done with an ordinary or what we call classical computer.
So we have heard that it's been described as a physiological leap, accepting that a single object can behave like two separate objects at the same time. Can you parse that out for us a bit?
Sure. So one of the principles of quantum mechanics is that particles can act like waves. Their position can be spread out and be uncertain. A computer built on quantum principles has states for its bits that are 0 and 1, just like an ordinary computer, but they can actually be in a superposition of both possibilities at the same time. And that allows a quantum computer to sort of do many things at the same time, and therefore solve certain types of problems exponentially faster than an ordinary classical computer can.
Can you tell me what calculation this new supercomputer, Sycamore, processed, what it actually did?
It involves a kind of random number generation that, you know, you want to generate a random number, which is, let's say, you're the lottery commission and you want to generate the winning number and keep it secret. That's actually a complicated task. This quantum machine is generating a sequence of random numbers that have some true randomness in them.
Okay. And you mentioned that there are so many people who are working on this. IBM, one of Google's competitors in the race to break through quantum computing, yes, there is a race, claims that there isn't quite the breakthrough that Google is claiming, and that, in fact, other computers could process this calculation as well. Is that true?
I think there's a general feeling that with a bit more effort in thinking about how to do the classical calculation that Google did on their quantum machine, it would not take as long as they suggested in their paper. And IBM has already says that instead of taking thousands of years, the same calculation might be doable in a couple of days.
So many questions, but excitement for the future of technology. That's Yale University professor of physics, Stephen Gervin. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Tanya.